sometimes the word preach all by itself. He's the Lord of the breakthrough. I mean, he's the one in charge of the breakthrough. He's the one that can make a breakthrough happen on your behalf. The Lord of the breakthrough. Are you ready for the word? Glory be to God. Listen, listen, listen. The God we serve is so in tune to what's going on in your life that he's speaking emphatically, directly to me. And then he's talking to you. Now you got to have that expectation. Because, see, if you don't, you're trying to get through the mirage of everything that's being said to find out what does it mean to me, Lord. But if you understand from the beginning, he's already talking directly to you. So you can take the word up front, face value, personal. Amen? Because he's the only one that has the authority and the power to have a room full of people and speak to each one of them individually. Because it's the power of the word based on the relationship that we have. Amen. It's the Logos that I'm going to preach by the anointing of the Spirit of God. But it's the Rhema that he's going to talk to you. And because we got a relationship with God, he can talk to us personally, privately, individually. Make my word climb five rows down in the fifth seat, in the eighth row, and talk to me. And it didn't lose none of its potency. When it got to me, it was still as powerful as it supposed to be. I expect that, amen? Because we live in a place that God can talk to us. Open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 3. Let's stand to our feet as we would enter into the presence of the Lord by the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to summarize where we have been to bring us up to where we are so that we can go ahead and go where we are going. I love this. Is this all right with y'all? Father, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for this. Look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
And let's read together. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, Father, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, may you bless the hearers, but most assuredly, God, bless the doers in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. We're going to bring to a close the teaching that we've been embarking on in regards to the person of our confession. Amen. And listen, the words that God has given unto us to understand how we are to talk to him. See, you just can't talk to the Lord any kind of way. You have to come according to the way of the Lord. Amen. If you go into any other entity, institution, you have to communicate with them according to the dialogue or the orders or the ordinance of how they talk. So when you come into the kingdom, you must use the scriptures. You must use the vocabulary of the scriptures to communicate the will of God or even to have him to know the way pertaining to what he wants you to do. Amen. Now, let's look at this text because we remember we dealt with at first the person of our confession. And now we know that the person of our confession is Christ Jesus, meaning that everything we do and say, it stems from who Jesus is. It has nothing to do with what's going on in your world, has nothing to do with what's going on in the economy. Everything that pertains to us stems from the foundation of who Christ is. So therefore, when we talk to the Lord, we're coming to him from who he is. So really, it's a remembrance program. God, I'm bringing you back into remembrance of what you said. So therefore, I can have what you promised. Amen. So now watch this. So that's the person of our confession, which is Christ Jesus. And the revelation of God's will is in his word. If you want to know what the will of God is, you must get in the word of God. You can't find the will of God outside of getting in your Bible. It's just not going to happen, because his will is in his word, and his word is Jesus. Oh, don't look at me like that now, because remember we went over this, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And in verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So you got the word sitting in your lap, which is Jesus, which is the mind of God. Therefore, you can know what the will of God is. Is this all right? I'm trying to get this plane started so we can go ahead and fly tonight. See, because God's saying, if I can get you inducted into, indoctrinated into the teachings, then you can start talking like the teacher talks. Just use the scriptures. And now when you say the scriptures, now you get the power of the word working in your life. It's not you trying to come up with no power. It's you initiating, activating the power that has been given to you. So now we got Jesus is the person of our confession, which is actually the foundation that we start on. Now the revelation is, it's all about him. See, that theme is not something we just saying. The revelation of everything we do in Christianity is all about him, because he is the foundation. I'm getting there. I'm just going back over what we did so we can go forward. But now watch this. Let's read this. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. See, in order for you to get a clear picture, you must get the context. So you can always show me a text, but do you have the context of the text you showed me? So let's go ahead and get it so we can have an insight. Now watch this. It says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, and which is the same word as confession. Amen. His profession is a simultaneously is interchangeable with confession. So consider the high priest of our confession, which is what? Christ Jesus. So everything we're saying is based on Christ Jesus. Now let's go forward. Who was faithful to him that appointed him? So we still talking about Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Who was him that appointed him? The Father. So he was faithful to the Father. Mm-hmm. As also Moses was faithful in all his house. For the man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. So you know, everybody's saying the Old Testament, New Testament, that was working when it was working. But now what's working now is the New Testament, which is Christ Jesus, because he got more honor than the old. Yes. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? So now he said he got more honor than Moses. Even though Moses was honored when Moses was on, but now we up under a new dispensation. So now the greater glory goes to the one we're operating under, not the one we used to. We still respect what we used to, but the honor goes to the, okay. It says for verse 3, for this man was counted more worthy or of more glory than Moses, in so much as he have built the house, have more honor than the house. All right. Oh, come on, somebody. All right. The man that built the house has more honor than the house. You know the house looked good. You'd be like, wow, look at that. Ain't that beautiful? But what's more powerful is who did that? Oh, come on. Come on, Moses. Yeah. I thought about my brother when I read this text. Yeah. I'll find you in the Bible now. I'll find you in there. Verse 4, he says, for every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house. What? Watch this now. As a servant for a testimony to those things which were to be spoken after. Now Moses was honorable. Moses got esteem in his house, but he was still a servant. But he was only witnessing or testifying of what was going to come. There was a better promise coming. But he was faithful with what he was given according to the will of God, because he was a good servant. But now watch the status change. Verse 6. But Christ, as a Moses was a Christ is a. Don't you know those two relationships is different? as the Father. Now, a good father will treat his those that serve in the house. He blesses them and give them extra. And on holidays, he treat them well. But there is a special anointing that comes when you talk about my son. And we come in up under sonship. So we are joint heirs with Christ. Oh, y'all help me out. That was a place for you to shout right there. See, the same honor that God gave Christ, he gives unto us, because we was adopted into the family. We wasn't a servant. Oh, is this all right? Is this all right more? We wasn't a servant. We come in under the sonship. So we are part of the household and the family of God. Now, I'm talking about an heir unto the throne of God. That's why he declared, he said, King of. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, somebody. Don't belittle yourself just because you got your clothes dirty. You still my son. Go in there and wash your hands. Clean yourself up and get ready for dinner. Get ready for the table, because the table is prepared for the sons. The Bible said that the world is waiting and looking for the manifestation of the sons, not the servants. Now, we don't have no disrespect to the servants, but I'm a son. Oh, help me, somebody. I'm a son. I'm not a servant. And I do serve because I'm an honorable son. But don't get it confused. I'm a son. Come on, somebody. Okay, let's stay with the text, though. You get too happy on me. Verse 6. It says, but Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house what? Oh, God. This thing gets so plain. You can see, Christ is a. We are the house of God, and he's the over this house. Jesus is the head of the church. And because he's the head, we fall up in the category as joint ownership with Christ. I'm still trying to go somewhere, and I ain't got there yet. It says, for verse 6, but as Christ a son over his own house, whose houses are we? If we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing in the hope firm unto the end, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you would hear his voice, see, if you would hear what he's saying today. Now watch this. The Holy Ghost said. Now I was in my study and it was a difference. I was asking the scriptures talk to me, because it said that there was the preaching and the teaching. But then he says that in the preaching and the teaching, there is the proclaiming and the heralding. And when he says proclaim, is to go about and to declare what is. See, this is where the scripture says, and faith is the substance of things hoped for. Where the substance is the foundation or the truth of the word that we speak. So now faith is the substance of the word that we speak. You're in faith hoping that the word that you're saying will bring about the results that you expected. So now when a person go and proclaim is to stand up as an ambassador, a representative, and represent what the ordinances and the rules are. To hurl is to be able to go out and boldly say it with all power and with all might. I declare that the power of God and the word of God is able to make the crooked things straight and the rough area smooth. So now when he told them to go and proclaim and to hurl. Oh, is this all right? That's why he said to preach and to teach. Now watch this. I got truth coming around the corner, but I'm laying this foundation, so this road, so we can get to this one point. I only got one point I'm trying to tell you tonight. That if you begin to proclaim what the word of the Lord has said, and if you hurl it, you say it boldly with confidence, and being according to the scriptures, Romans chapter 4, verse 1, and being fully persuaded. See, remember, don't make me do it again. I'll start all over. How many of y'all believe I'm here? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. See, I got to keep preaching. How many of y'all believe the person sitting next to you is there? Raise your hand. See, there you go. That's all right. That's why I'm preaching. See, listen. You got to, listen, watch this. There come a place and a time in your Christian walk where you got to know some things. See, you don't have to believe that I'm here because you're looking at me. You got to, you know I'm here. What you got to believe is somebody standing outside. You got to believe somebody next door. You don't know if they over there or not. So faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, you don't have to believe what you see. You got to believe what you don't see. So now, how many of y'all believe I'm here? Give yourself a hand of praise. We're going somewhere tonight. Come on, come on. See, watch this. See, God is taking the word of God and transforming us into another dimension. See, faith is a dimension. It's not a direction. See, when you begin to speak by faith, you enter into a dimension whereas you start talking like God. I call things which be not as though they are. I know my world messed up. I know my situation, but I'm saying what God says. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there, all things is possible to them that believe. I can speak by the authority and the warranty of the name of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ when I open my mouth and say what thus saith the Lord. Now at that point, I just left sitting next to you and I went into a dimension. That's why you can't ask everybody around you, what is the Lord saying to you? Because if they ain't in that dimension, they can't hear. They still looking at you in the natural, and you trying to ask them, what do my future look like? They can't see your future because they can't get past your present. Are you hearing me? God said, if you can only look up, look up unto the hill for which cometh your help. My help comes from the Lord. See, if you can look up, God said, I can take care of every situation. I can take care of every circumstance that you're going through. I just need you to keep your eyes on me. Don't believe the report of the doctor. Don't believe the report of the school. Don't believe they said you ain't going to make it to college. I said you will. If I got to build a college that accepts you, you going to school. Don't tell me you ain't going if I told you you're going. You just got to get in another dimension. Well, I don't know. I ain't got no money. I ain't passed all the grades. That has nothing to do with what did I tell you? I done missed it 5 times. They left me. They quit on me. That has nothing to do with what I promised you. If I got to raise up somebody else to take you that doggone, you're going. Because I gave you a promise. Look at Psalms 138. I'm going where I'm going, but I'm just going to drive by this neighborhood, pick up this lumber. God said, if I can get you out of what you're thinking and to think about what I told you, don't worry about your cares. Don't worry about what concerns. Don't worry about all that. What I need you to do is focus, son. Focus, daughter. Focus. 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 What did I tell you? Oh, God, help me. Are you there? Psalms 138. Yabashita. Psalms 138. I'm just dropping this off while I'm on my way. But look at this text. See, this is a prayer. Psalms 138. Are you there? When you get there, say amen. I want you to see this. If you can see this, God, I'm telling you, your eyes are open. The Holy Ghost will come and drop rhema down in you. Look at verse. Look at verse 5. Yes, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies. And thy right hand shall save me. Verse 8, he says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Oh, help me, y'all. He said, listen, I know what's going on. I know what's crooked, but God made you a promise. I'm going to make the crooked thing straight. He said, I'm going to perfect that which concerns you. He didn't say he's going to perfect that which concerns him. He said, I'm talking to you now. He said, I'm going to perfect that which concerns you. Oh, help me here. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure it forever. Forsake not the works of thy. See, the Lord, the word of the Lord is working. It's working right now on you and for you. See, watch this. See, this ain't the Holy Ghost. Ah, God, if I can say this right. What you're going through is the Holy Ghost working stuff out in you. It ain't the devil attacking you. It's the Holy Ghost working on you to make the crooked things straight. You in another dimension. The work that's taking place is in the unseen, and he's trying to get the unseen down in the seen so you can experience what he said. But I got to go to work on you. Come on, somebody. He said, I'm doing a work in you right now. I'm doing a work on you. I'm even doing a work on folks around you. I got some folk around you that's trying to go against you, but I'm working on them right now. I got the fight going on. Just be still. Don't look around. Don't look down, but look up. Just look up, because you got to keep your confidence. Boy, y'all better come on. See, you got to get in a dimension with God to understand what the fight is all about. Oh, I don't want to go through nothing. It must be the devil because I don't feel good. That ain't the devil. It's the Lord shaking up the devil in your life. If that's the only pain you got to go through, what you crying about? What if he let hell loose on you? You'll have to go through more than that. This ain't without pain. He said, no weapon formed against you. He never said it wouldn't be formed. I just told you it will not prosper. Oh, y'all better come on, come on. All that stuff coming up against you, all the words being said about you, it's, watch this, it's the Lord moving on your behalf, and he's making the crooked things straight. And the Bible says, prepare you the way, a path for the Lord. God is making a path so you can walk in, but he got to move the foul ground. He got to break up and disconnect and disattach what has been assembled. Don't get moved by the noise of the construction sign. You hear the drills drilling. You hear the folks beating on the. Don't be moved. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Even when you hear them saying stuff, keep moving. Even when they keep talking, keep moving. Even when they start, keep moving. Even when the money ain't right, keep moving. Because I'm breaking up foul ground. I'm breaking up this ground so I can get you over into what I said you got coming. Because I swore by God you got to get it. I swore to God. I swore by myself. Oh, is y'all going to let me preach this right? Y'all keep getting in the way. I'm trying to preach it, but you're getting in my way. Sister Johnson, they're in my way. Now, come on. Come on. Stay with me. Y'all on my time now. Oh, glory. Now, watch this. See, we too many folks is preaching about everything else but talking about him. See, the scripture says it's in him we live. It's in him we move. He's my battle axe. Come on, somebody. He's the one right now over there. Right, I'm at home sleep, and he got my enemy on the wall. He got those that been talking against me up on the wall, confused. They trying to, what he say? What he do? What he say? What's going on? What you going to do? And you, he said, sleep, my child. Sleep on. He said, there's a rest. There's a rest for the weary. There's a rest. I got you in my rest. I know it's storming outside. I know it's raining. I know it looked like hell done broke loose. But go on to sleep. I got this. I got this. I got this. When I call you, all I want you to do is just do what I say.
That's right.
Oh. Is you all right? Is you all right? See, too many people preaching about everything else. They're talking about the news. They're talking about their problems. They're talking about everything. But we got to preach Jesus. We got to preach his righteousness. Come on, somebody. Don't preach my sin. I know what sin is. I know what I done. I need you to talk about the righteousness of God. Lift up my head. Cause my eyes to hold. Cause my legs to be strengthened and my hands to be ready to war. See, we're talking about everything else, but you got to talk about his righteousness. You got to talk about how good he is. You got to talk about what he's done. You got to talk about what way he done made. I know we all messed up. I know everything looked bad. But I want to know, do you know any hope? Do you know anything, that anybody that can help me up, out, over, and into the very will of God? I still got some fight in me. I still want to go on. But every time I get around folks, they talking about we going to die. Yeah. We ain't going to make it. I'm trying to tell you I'm going to make it. I'm trying to tell you it ain't over. I'm trying to tell you, come on, somebody. Oh. 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 I'm trying to tell you, I hear a rumble in the jumble. I hear something down in my Noah. The Holy Ghost said, it ain't over. The Holy Ghost said, yes, I can. I know they told you you can't. I know you even want to quit, but I'm telling you, grab my hand. It ain't over. It ain't over, man of God. You hear me? It ain't over. I know it. You just beginning. You got to go through to get to. God got to get stuff out of us so he can get some stuff in us. Yeah, don't play like you don't know. That was in you. Ain't nobody made you do what you did. You did it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, is it all right? We got to preach about his righteousness. Talk to me about his suffering, his sufficiency. Don't talk to me about my lack. Tell me about all that God got. Tell me how many people he done blessed. Tell me how many people done made it. Don't tell me about what I don't have. I already know that. That ain't no news. Don't you know I count my money better than you do? I know I ain't got none right now. But I want to know, as he said, he going to do anything for me. I want to know, as he said, he going to make a way out of no way. I want to know, as he said, that he going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can even hope, think, and imagine. All I want to know is, do you know what he said? If all you can tell me is what I know, you ain't said nothing yet. Come on. I get so excited. So now that's the person of our confession. But let's talk about the principle of our confession. I'm going to get you down to where you're going tonight. But let's look at the principle. See, because the principle of your confession is you got to teach your mouth and learning to your lips. You got to study the answer so you can give an answer. See, too many of us don't know the answer. All you know is your problem. But do you know the answer? Matthew chapter 11. Come on with me, somebody. Let's go find the answer. Oh, is this all right with y'all? Shakamba. Yeah. I'm not going to be here long. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to be in this state long. I'm not going to be without long. My broke days is over. I ain't going to be crying every night. Come on, somebody. I cried last night, but I'm here to tell you I'm not going to cry every night because I got hope. The Bible says, but joy comes in the... I'm looking for the resurrection of my Lord. I'm looking for him to rise up in my marriage, in my finances, in my body, in my job. I'm looking for him to show up that he is my God. Yeah. Right now I'm crying. Don't worry about it. I'm big enough to cry. I ain't quitting. I'm just crying. It looked like I quit. I want to quit, but my soul ain't going to. Listen here. I'm telling my soul, you're getting up in the morning and you're getting back in there. Yeah, I know what they done to you. I know what they said, but you're getting back in there because it ain't over. You just going through your little emotional thing. That's all right, but you can't quit. Yeah. It's all right to cry, but you can't quit. Come on. You got to grab somebody else's hand. Hold on to my hand right now till my change come. Right now, I've been a little wheezy. So I grabbed my brother's hand and I just hold on right now. Yeah. I called him, man. Pray the prayer of faith. Speak life over me right now. Yeah, but in 2 weeks, I'm back and I'm speaking with authority because I went through the storm. I made it through the valley. Come on, somebody. Yeah, you ain't worth nothing until you go through the valley. I want to see, can you go to hell and come back? Yeah, everybody can preach on the mountaintop. Everybody can talk when it's all good. But can hell hit your house and you come back? Y'all looking at me real funny. You're looking at me real funny. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. You're looking at me real funny. Yabba Sunday. I'm going to go back to Matthew 11. Don't think I'm lost. Hasha. Is it chapter 4, Father? Glory be to God. Look at chapter 5. There it is. Yeah. Chapter 5, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Boy, them scriptures, like, they talk to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, start verse 1. Yeah, I wasn't going to take 5, but you know you can't go to 5 without going to 1. Start verse 1. It says, keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. I got something to say. You didn't come here to say nothing. You came here to hear something. Why don't you sit down and listen? Yeah. I can only get that off while I'm preaching, because I can't say it after I preach, because y'all get mad with me. For they consider not that they do evil. It says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth, and therefore let the words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Now, I didn't say that. I'm just trying to tell you what the scripture's saying. All that much talking, you a fool. But I'm just saying. Can't you listen sometime? Can't you just come and don't say nothing? I got that one off, Fish. They let me get that one off. Okay. Verse 4. It says, when thou vows a vow unto God, defer not to pay. For he have no pleasure in fools. For pay that which thou vow. Thou hast vowed. This is it. Verse 5. Better it is that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Verse 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angels that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thy hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there is also divers vanities. But fear thou God. Now watch this. It's a word in there he threw in there that you didn't catch. And I know you didn't, so that's why I'm going to bring it to your attention. He said that thou err. Is it in there? Make sure you see it now. I don't want to put nothing in there that ain't in there. Verse 6. He says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angels that it was an error. Now watch this. There is a difference between E-R-R-O-R and E-R-R. E-R-R is that which a person does intentionally. E-R-R-O-R is that which a person does unknowingly. They both is wrong, but one motive is different. See, the one did it out of the pretense of trying to deceive. The other did it out of the not enough information to know what he should have done. So watch this. God's saying, now I'm going to teach you how to speak, but if you start speaking contrary to what I'm saying now, you err. E-R-R. Because you refuse to do what I told you, and you want to do what you want to do. Up until this point, you E-R-R-O-R. You didn't know. But now you know. Come on, somebody. Stay with me. Now go back to Matthew chapter 11. Is y'all hearing anything? I'm trying to get you into this next dimension. You don't get there just because you go to church. You got to get into the church business. You got to start speaking the kingdom's language. God said, I've been trying to get you out that hole. I've been trying to get you over in two. I've been trying to get you healed and delivered, but you would not obey or hearken unto what I said. That's why he said, if you would hear today, if you would hear the voice of the Holy Ghost and harden not your heart, don't keep wanting to do it the way you want to do it. Tell your soul, we're going to do it the way God wants it done. So I'm going to obey the voice of the Holy Ghost and start saying what God wants me to say, so I can enter into a place in God that I can start getting what. There's a whole treasure waiting on me. But I just got to learn how to unleash the value of it by activating the word, that I can start calling stuff into existence. You know what's frustrating? To be able and capable to do a lot and can't get nothing accomplished. That's frustrating. I know I can do it. I know I got the potential. I know, but I can't figure out why I'm not getting it. Oh, don't make me go there. I'm trying to stay out of the Holy Ghost business. He can talk to you better than I can. But now let's go ahead and look at verse 22. Matthew 11, verse 22. Look at verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazins, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Now watch this. You got to interpret the word. If the mighty works that have been done in you, God has already answered some prayers. God has already showed you that he's on your side. God has already demonstrated that he's got the power and the might. But you still want to do what you want to do. He said, when will you repent and amen the Lord? Meaning, when are you going to agree with what God's saying he want to do for you versus you keep wanting him to do it but acting contrary to the rules? Because you're making me violate my own order trying to bless you because you refuse to cooperate with me. It's not enough just to say the scriptures. It's not enough just to come to church. You're going to have to obey what I told you. Take it to another level. That was a level you got on when you just learned the scripture. Because you didn't know him prior to that. So you did increase. But that wasn't the end. You stopped there. Go take it to the next level and obey it now. Oh, God. God said, if you obey it, I'll release the power of God that begins to work on your behalf against that which has been working against you. See, it's one thing for him to want it. The question is, do you want it? How bad do you want it? I want you to have it. I do anything with my baby. I help my baby. But your baby don't even want to help themselves. The real question is, do your baby want it? Yeah, you want it more than your baby want it, and it's his problem. When, you got to wait till your baby want it. And your baby show you some fruit of repentance. You repenting and you ain't even seeing. You praying and crying about it more than they is. Stay with the text. Stay with the text. You're looking at me funny. Verse 22. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I will say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. See, God, listen. God has shown us the favor of God. He's teaching us how to walk in the will of God. He's even given us the word of God. But it's going to come a point that you're going to have to do the will of God. You're going to have to obey to make this manifestation come to pass. It's positioned now. Everything is in order. Everything is ready to go. But what's required now is you to activate it by obeying. Because there is another level that comes after experience. Once you obey it, you get the benefit of experience. Goodness, the answer, the revelation, the healing, the deliverance. Ain't nothing, I can talk about deliverance all day. I can tell you about people got delivered. You get happy because you want to be delivered. But don't you know there's a level of excitement that comes when you get delivered? When you get the money to pay your bill, when you get the increase on your job, don't you know there ain't nothing like you getting blessed? See, all the preaching and the teaching I told you from the beginning was designed that he can get you to get yours. Not to celebrate everybody else. Ain't nothing wrong with rejoicing, but I'm not no spiritual cheerleader. I want my own party, dog. I'm not selfish. I'm obedient. I'm faithful. I'm diligent. Don't you know I want a car. I want a house. I want a new job. I want a ministry. I want to, not selfishly, but this is the will of God for my life. But I got to act upon the word of God, that God is not a respecter of a person. Amen. The reason some people can go to that next level is they move from this level. Amen. Just talking, just saying, till they step out and obey. I don't know where I'm going, God. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to obey. I do it. And you look up, oh, I didn't fall. Oh, It ain't hard. Oh, I do have it. Oh, hallelujah. Now the shout comes from with a joy because it's a fulfilling of the will in your life. I can shout over yours real good now. But I got to, after I shout, I turn around and walk out the door. And the first enemy that hit me is, what about you? When he going to do me? And I'm only shouting because I don't want to be disrespectful. Because you don't know how long I've been waiting. Yeah, and I'm in church, I want to act like I'm real cordial. But after I heard you got yours, that first instant, that first second, not 10 seconds after I got myself together, that first second I heard you got your husband, I didn't shout. Because it reminded me I ain't had mine yet. Come on, church, don't get it. But after 10 seconds after I got my soul under and you kept looking at me, I went on and gave you something. But deep down in my heart, I was wrestling. Because I want mine. Lord, don't you know I've been waiting? Don't you know I've been obedient? Lord, don't you know? Come on, somebody. I've been waiting on my promotion. I'm waiting on my new house. I'm waiting on my stuff to get right. I'm waiting on my healing. Don't you? Come on, y'all. Don't play church. God says, I'm trying to get you there. But you got to work with me as I work with you. That Psalms 138 said, listen here. Don't hold on. I got you. I'm concerned, but I'm going to perfect that which concerns you. Don't worry about the church. Don't worry about the pastor. Don't worry about, I got that. Right now, I'm talking about you. The Bible says, who is man that thou considereth him? And man is lower than the angels. I'm talking about, I got my mind on you. Have you ever wondered, is the Lord even thinking about me? Have you ever been in a place where you wondered if God even thinks? Do we even know I'm over here? I mean, I've been obedient. I've been faithful. I just know to do that. But I really, really want to know. Do we even know I'm over here? Preacher, say something about me. Just call my name this time. Don't talk about somebody. Just say my name. Just so I can know that you know that I'm right where I'm at. Is this all right? God said, I want you to know. Now, these last few minutes, let's go ahead and get to this new point. Yeah. So the person of our confession is Christ Jesus. We got to understand that the principle of our confession is we got to teach our mouth, add learning to our lips. We study the answer so that we can give the answer. But now watch this. There's a problem with my confession. Oh, say help, Pastor.
Help, Pastor.
Go to John chapter 25. Let me help you. Ah, Shakanda. John chapter 25. John chapter 20. Somebody was going to get there eventually to tell me it wasn't there. All y'all looking at the section. How did I knew y'all wasn't there? I would tell you that was a test, but I'd be lying. Thank you, woman of God. John chapter 20. Verse 25. It says, verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples were therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into the side, I will not believe. The problem with, we know the person, we got the principle, but I still ain't got my belief system right. Have you ever, how many of y'all Christians? Don't get scared, you. We got the victory in here. How many of y'all are Christians? As a Christian, have you ever been in a place that you didn't believe?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Whatever was going on, whatever problem was befronting me, I couldn't believe.
Yes.
Whether it's I didn't have enough faith, I didn't have enough information, I didn't have enough church, whatever the problem or the trauma was just too great that I couldn't believe. You ain't never been in a situation where you just couldn't pray.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Something hits your heart. You just can't even pray. And you're a prayer warrior, but I can't get my soul to go in there and say nothing to God because I'm so devastated. And the text said, I'm trying to attach your emotions to this statement. Have you ever been in a sin that you felt so bad that you couldn't go to God? Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Christian. I got 2 Bibles, 5 at the house. I got magic markers. But I can't go to God because I feel so bad. I feel so low. It's just like it's knocked the wind out of me. And if I did make it in there, I can't say nothing. I can't even conjure up nothing out of integrity because I love him too much to say something in front of him that sounds foolish because I don't believe what I'm saying. Oh, God. So the scripture says that the prophet said, Lord, help my unbelief. See, I can be believing but be in unbelief. Watch this. I got enough faith to believe what God said, but I don't have enough faith to act on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got enough faith to believe what he's saying. I know what he said is true, but I ain't got enough faith to step out and do what it said to do. So I got to go and get some more faith. And the Bible says that faith comes by and hearing by the. So I got to go get a word that was spoken to me a year ago. That's why some of us can go get some old preachers, some folks that used to speak to us. And when I turn them on, they turn my faith back on because they, come on somebody, they bring my faith back to me. I can put on some music and that music, that particular minister in that music preached, sang so well, make me believe God again. But prior to me turning that music on, I couldn't believe. So he said, help my unbelief. Now the scripture says in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, that when you pray, you must believe that you receive when you prayed. See, the problem of our confession is I don't believe what I said when I said it. I just said it. See, the principle of faith is that faith, you got to believe that when you pray, he hear. And while you speak, he already answered. But there's sometimes I can say it, but I don't believe it. I said it in faith, but I'm not in faith when I said it. I said it by faith. God gonna do it. But I don't believe he gonna do it when I say it. That's why it didn't happen. Because the problem of my faith is I got to believe that I received when I prayed. Because I'm praying in another dimension and it's not here now, but I got to believe that I received it when I prayed it, meaning I brought it from that place to here, and now I'm waiting for the manifestation or the arrival of my prayer. Oh, y'all, is you hearing this? See, my healing is right there. I'm tapping into a dimension that's going to bring my healing, my next promotion, my deliverance, but I got to pray it in faith because I'm right now, I don't believe yet. So I got to get something to help my belief so I can get out of the problem of faith. I know the principle. I know the person, but I'm trying to tell you my problem. My problem is I didn't believe what I said was going to happen, but I said it anyway. Are you hearing me? So now I'm asking, I'm getting off. Now I'm asking the Lord, help thou my. Don't worry about the problem. I know you can deal with the problem, but I really need you to locate where the real problem's at. It's in my unbelief. It ain't in you manifesting what you said. It ain't in you making it come to me. The real problem is I don't believe you're going to do it no more. I got to get honest with God. I don't believe you're going to do it no more. I done waited too long. I've been here too long. I done cried too many times. This is my 3rd time. God, I done tried this over and over and now I don't believe that you're going to do it no more. I know you're God. I know your word work, but I don't believe that it's going to work on this matter no more. So in order for me to get right with God, I need you to help my. So you could be a believing believer, an unbelieving believer. It's an oxymoron. Yeah, you're a believer, but you're an unbelieving believer because you don't believe right now. Is this all right? So I'm saying now, I got to get honest. God, with this matter between me and you, I need you to help my unbelief. Oh, somebody get the Lord a hand of praise right there. I'm telling you something. Give me my hand of praise right there. Give me my hand of praise right there. We just located the problem. I'm telling you, church, if you can get honest with God, we can get a breakthrough. The Lord of the breakthrough. I could be waiting in vain because I ain't got honest. I need to get honest with God. God, this is my fifth time. I don't believe. God, I don't even believe in that no more. I need you to help my, you know, I don't know a whole lot about computers. The other day I messed up and lost all my stuff. And I learned one of them little icons said refresh. Then it told me to go to the clock and one of them things and push the clock back so it can put everything back that was messed up today. God, I'm asking you to push the clock back. Get me back to the place where I believe. Yeah, come on, somebody. Get me back to the place when I believe. Because there was a point in my walk that I did believe in that. But somewhere through my journey, I lost my stuff. I lost my files and all that. I need you to refresh me, Lord. Get me back to the place that I can believe that you're going to do it again. Because I know you're going to do it, Lord. I know you've promised it. But I just need to get refreshed, God, to believe again. Oh, come on, somebody. Is this all right? See, the gospel is real, y'all. Yeah. I got one. This is one Holy Ghost just gave me. I'm going to walk away from here. I can expect joy again. See, I know I'm messing now. I feel him, but he told me to go here. See, I done lost my expectancy in my marriage because I don't believe that it's going to happen no more. And the Lord said, I want you to expect again that you can get happy again. You can be joyed again. You can be satisfied again. But I got you to get back to the place where you expecting it. Because see, I don't believe that it's going to happen no more. My expectancy is gone. Because the Bible says faith is the substance of things. See, if hope is gone, you can't be in faith. There's no hope for it. How are you in faith when you don't even hope for it no more? You're not even expecting it to happen. You say it's all good, but all the time inside you're wrestling and you're going through. God, refresh me again. Oh, give the Lord some praise. I'm in the Holy Ghost now. I don't want to waste God's time. I'm meddling and I'm messing. But the Lord say you can hope again. Refresh me again. Rejuvenate me again. Even with the marriage couples. Come on, somebody. Abraham was his age. And he was still able. Talk to me up in here. Yeah. So don't let the problems talk to you. Don't let the circumstances talk to you. Keep hope alive. Oh! I'm going home, y'all. I'm going home. I feel a mess coming home. See, when you tap into the Holy Ghost don't waste your time. Because you came looking for Jesus. But you got to get into him deep enough that he know you want to be here. And you're not going to play with me while you're in here. Then I'm going to talk to you since you're here. Yeah, there's some stuff just going since you're here. Yeah, don't mess with me. I ain't the one. Yeah. Since you're here. That's going to get a little something done. Since you're here. Dr. Price, since you're here now. The Lord wants to fix us. The potter wants to put us back together again. Come on, somebody. It ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. You just got to hope again. Believe again. Not in something, but someone. The author and the finisher of your faith. The apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Oh, my, I can feel this here. My God, this is good to me. Yeah. Just let him marinate you. Yeah, let him marinate you. Let him soak in it. Just soak in it. Yeah. Sometimes we just try to snatch and grab it. And you don't take the time to hold it. And have you ever had a good piece of meat that got real good season? You just need to suck on it just a little bit longer. Tell them, hold on, man, just hold on. You know, they come to get your plate. You tell them, I ain't finished with that. I know ain't nothing on there, but hold on. It's tasting good to me. Yeah. I don't want to see that plate go because I got an expectation. God say, hold on. I want you to expect. Glory be to God. Y'all. Yeah. Y'all, don't make me go in my belly. I'll let you out of here. But don't pull on me now. Y'all ain't going to push me out. I look up in my Bible and everything gone. Is y'all trying to give me a sign? Y'all trying to tell me y'all want to get out of here? But y'all didn't know that I got it in my belly. It's in my Holy Ghost. I got another 45 minutes in my belly. Yeah. I looked up and all my stuff gone, preacher. They tried to tell me to get out of here. Don't make me walk on you in the Holy Ghost. Get the Lord a hand of praise. Yeah. I'm going to starting up here. Y'all ain't going to be able to get to me up there. I see you first. Put that down. I ain't through. Nah. You know I enjoy the word. I enjoy the word because it's our life, y'all. It's alive, especially when it's rich in us. It comes to deliver us. It comes to challenge us and to change us. Amen. You don't never get tired of being in the presence of God. That's where the fullness of your joy is. You can do this and don't even realize hours done went by. That's how you can get so caught up. It gets so good you don't even realize you done spent 3 hours. You thought it was 20 minutes. Oh, man, God, I got to. And I just got started. That was after 3 hours. Yeah. It's all right. Y'all going home. I'm just trying to make sure he lifted off of me. I don't care what y'all do. I got to wait till the Holy Ghost let me go. Glory be to God. Y'all did well. Don't pay me no attention. I'm just waiting. Thank you, Father. We do bless you, God. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I encourage everybody, make sure you get that message from Sunday morning. I rolled around and listened to that tape. That was the Holy Ghost. That stuff was so rich. I mean, I'm telling you now, the Holy Ghost is the preacher. I'm just the vessel he used. But I'm telling you, I was riding around and listening distinctly to what he was saying. It was so much truth that was flowing Sunday morning. Just, again, out of the belly. You know, it was just an exhortation, so it wasn't nothing outlined at all. But it was so, I'm telling you, God. I was saying, Holy Ghost, you preached that message. I can ride around and listen to a word 4 times. And every time I hear it, I get something else. I get another something I didn't hear the first time. Because it's concentrated. Yeah. Every head bow, every eye close. Father, we do bless you and we thank you for your grace. Thank you for the revelation of your word. For you said the entrance of your word brings forth life, light, and love. Father, I thank you for this body of believers. And God, I pronounce and release the manifold grace of God over each and every man, woman, and child. That whatever's going on in our life, you said you're going to perfect that. May this be a prophetic word released upon us that you're working the work of God in our lives. That, Father, whatever's happening, you're doing it. You're making the crooked things straight. We don't have to, Father, contend with folks. We don't have to defend ourselves. But, Father, you're our defense. And I thank you that we run for cover, God. We get up under the canopy of your protection by your word, and we stand still and see the salvation of our God. And, God, may you wrestle. May you bring to naught everything, every conspiracy, and every outlaw plan that has set itself against us. Even in our own errors, may you show grace and mercy to make crooked things straight. I believe it, receive it, and I release it. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, for those that